This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. An important ruling from the Supreme Judicial Court this week will hold banks responsible for questionable foreclosure practices. According to some, it might also add to the turmoil in a housing market already troubled by the foreclosure crisis.
At the heart of the case, who actually owns a property that was bought in a faulty foreclosure sale? Max Weinstein is an attorney and instructor on predatory lending at Harvard Law School. He helped successfully argue the case before the SJC and joins us now in the studio. And thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So this decision was the result of a developer named Francis Bevilacqua who bought a building in Haverhill from a bank that had prematurely seized the property. You argued on behalf of the man whose home was bought by Bevilacqua. What did the SJC rule? What are the implications of this ruling?
Well, the SJC held that an unlawful foreclosure sale is void. Here, U.S. Bank foreclosed on the Haverhill property owned by Pablo Rodriguez, who actually was never served with notice of this suit and never appeared in the case. U.S. Bank, despite not owning Mr. Rodriguez's mortgage, foreclosed and sold the property to a real estate developer by the name of Francis Bevilacqua. Mr. Bevilacqua, curiously, instead of suing U.S. Bank, which had sold him a property that it really had no right to sell him, instead sued Pablo Rodriguez. And the Supreme Judicial Court, in its decision on Wednesday, held that if Mr. Bevilacqua is seeking legal redress, if he's seeking someone to make him whole, he should address himself to U.S. Bank, the entity that conducted the unlawful foreclosure auction.
So bottom line, the banks that did less than a complete job handling the foreclosure are financially responsible. Is that's the idea?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It may not just be the banks. When you buy a house in Massachusetts and nationwide, you get a title insurance policy. And a title insurance policy is supposed to protect you in the event the person who sells you the property doesn't themselves have good title to the house. And this is precisely the sort of title defect that those insurance policies are supposed to address.
Mm. Well, a lot of this, this case sort of grew out of, or at least the context is this, the revelations that banks foreclosed on properties without having the necessary paperwork in order. And we've heard a lot about that. I'm curious, though, about the implications of this ruling. Will it, for example, require hundreds, maybe thousands of people, developers, buyers, to give back properties that they thought they had bought during foreclosure?
No,
it won't.
No, I don't believe so. I think the consequences for homeowners of this decision, homeowners who've bought foreclosed properties, have been pretty strongly overstated. Mm-hmm. If you are a homeowner who bought a foreclosed property that, in fact, was invalidly foreclosed upon, somebody's going to pay to fix that invalid foreclosure. And it's not going to be you, the homeowner. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the bank that wrongfully foreclosed and sold you something improperly, or it's going to be your title insurer.
Now, Edward Bloom, president of the Real Estate Bar Association of Massachusetts, was quoted in the Boston Globe today as saying that this decision will slow down the recovery of the housing market because it will continue to keep all these properties that were foreclosed upon in limbo. Is that right?
I frankly don't think so based on the complaints I hear every day from Massachusetts homeowners who call me with questions about foreclosures. I've never had anybody call me up and say, I have a title defect on my house that I bought from a bank that foreclosed upon it wrongfully. That's because title insurers have, for several years now, been fixing these problems. I think these title defects are working their way through the system and are not meaningfully slowing down the sale of foreclosed properties.
Hmm. Okay. Well, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate you coming in and explaining this case.
Thank you.
That's Max Weinstein. He's an attorney and instructor on predatory lending at Harvard Law School. He helped argue the case successfully that was decided yesterday by the SJC.